What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. It's good to be here. And if she was going one more day, we was gonna call the police. One time for our girl Portia. Hey. Welcome back.
Girl. All right, y'all, coming up today, I have not one, but a double baby report coming up.
Plus, Carmelo and Lala Anthony may be getting divorced, but what were they doing together over the weekend? We'll explain.
Uh-oh. And later, honey, Andrew Frohn talked to Kevin Hart about his new movie, Fatherhood.
All right, Sherry's out. Heidi and Frank will join us later. But head crack, what kind of wisdom is Scott Disick sharing?
Okay, well, check it out, y'all. Last night was part two of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the final curtain reunion. And Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick, opened up about having young girlfriends. Now, Lord Disick said, everybody gets this wrong, that I look for young girls. I don't go out looking for young girls. They happen to be attracted to me because I look young. Now, Chewy, do you buy this?
That kind of makes sense, but it's still very, very creepy. The man is old enough to be her father, so I'm not sure about this, y'all. She looks very young, and I don't know, y'all. It kind of freaks me out.
But, Chewy, is he saying he looks 19? Because the child is only 19.
Right.
But my thing is this, though. I mean, can y'all not tell by a man's body parts if he's younger or older?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what he's referring to.
Are you counting the rings or something? Or if it looks like it looks like Morgan like Freeman down there.
Okay, y'all, you probably heard that Lala Anthony filed for divorce from Carmelo Anthony last week after 11 years together, y'all. Yeah, I know it sucks. But guess what? That's not stopping them from coming together for their son, Keon. Aww. On Saturday, they attended their 14-year-old son's basketball game in Miami, and they even sat side by side while they watched and cheered him on. That's sweet. I love that.
Yes.
Portia, what do you think, man? Are you happy to see them even at their exes that they can still come together for their son?
Mm-hmm. People have to do what they got to do. You know, when you have kids, you have to sit aside however you feel and be there for your child together. They don't want to visually show him separation.
So my girl Lala's single and Kim Kardashian is single. Is it about to be a single mom summer? It's about to be lit, y'all.
It's still hot, girl.
Hot girl, single mom summer.
But Lala is a fool. I wouldn't want to be no single mother with Kim Kardashian. She'll never get a man, honey, as long as Kim around. I can tell her that right now.
Well, Kim can't get all the man. It's going to be somebody left there.
Well, she ain't going to get none that Lala going to get. You know, a black man will sell his mama for Kim Kardashian. So, baby, Lala can hang it up.
All right, y'all. It's time for Portia's baby report. Let's get it. Because I actually have two for you guys today. So first up is Usain Bolt. He celebrated Father's Day as a daddy of three. He and his girlfriend Cassie, that's right, Cassie Bennett, dropped a pic showing off their newborn twins named Thunderbolt and Saint Leo Thunderbolt, along with their one-year-old Olympia Lightning Thunderbolt. Okay, yes, Bolton, honey. They gonna all be fast.
These kids sound like the Incredibles.
So what y'all think of the names?
Well, I don't care about the names. First of all, I want to think about Cassie as a damn fool having all these babies for Mr. Lightning Bolt, and honey ain't became a wife yet.
Why not?
But she needs to be a wife and having all these doggone babies for him here instead of being just a doggone girlfriend.
She got more rights to him than a wife at this point.
He ain't going nowhere.
He will run out of her life, honey. He will run out of her life. I'm telling you.
And guess what? Her and them kids gonna bolt right behind him. How about that? They got the name for it.
Right. Even though she tried to leave, he catch him.
Next up is Nick Cannon. He has his seventh child on the way with model Alyssa Scott. She shared a pic of Nick, honey. Yes, Nick. Cradling her baby bump with the words, "Celebrating you today." Ooh. And Alyssa has said the baby will be named Zen Cannon. Okay, good.
I get it. All right.
But this is a deal, though, Portia. Just last week, honey. Last week, y'all, Nick became the father of twin boys, Zion and Zillion. Now, his other baby mama, Miss Abby De La Rosa, wished Nick a happy Father's Day with a picture of him holding the twins. And she said, quote, "We are forever grateful for you." Oh, Jesus.
What's wrong with that? of course she's grateful for him. He gave her the gift of life.
I think he's going for 10, y'all. I don't think he's going to stop at 7. I think he's going for 1-0.
We need to give Nick Cannon 3 more jobs so he can be too tired. Actually, you know what? That's the problem. Nick Cannon has so many jobs, he's too tired to pull out.
Right.
His reflexes are slow and it's affecting like his ability to roll over.
Well, y'all, it looks like the baby and Meg Thee Stallion appear to have gone from friends to frenemies. Lord have mercy. The internet was busy this weekend. Yes, Portia. And it seems just days after the baby released a record with Tory Lanez, the baby allegedly retweeted a joke from a fan who referenced Meg being shot by Tory. The post read...
That's not cool.
I guess at the baby, and at Tory Lanez, cool now because they both shot somebody and don't have to do no jail time.
Ooh. I know he did not.
The baby quickly denied, and he retweeted the post and blamed it on a glitch in the Matrix. But Meg was not buying it, and she responded, support me in private and publicly. Do something different. These industry men are very strange. Now, the two continue to trade shots on the internet back and forth, even Meg's boyfriend Party jumped in to defend her. Now, I think he said he was trying to push a different button or something, and he pushed the wrong thing because he didn't know how to work it. It's something that he said.
He ain't accidentally retweeted that. He retweeted that, hell.
It's kind of hard to accidentally retweet these days because when you go on, let me tell you, when you go on to retweet, you have to open it up, press retweet, or you can add a comment and retweet. So he specifically had to click on only retweet. Exactly.
It's a process. It's a whole process, y'all.
Thank you. Looking like a little gremlin, honey. He should be happy for her presence.
Oh, Aaron.
Now, Heidi, darling, I hear Chris Martin, honey, has some tasty sweat.
Well, Gary, you might be right. Apparently, Schitt's Creek star Annie Murphy is a big Coldplay fan, and she went on The Tonight Show and played True Confessions with Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, and they had to guess if her confession was true or not. It's amazing. Take a look.
I once licked Chris Martin's sweat off my own hand.
You're at a concert?
Yeah. I was at a concert.
I'd say, if that's true, that makes all three of us. We've all done it.
Get in line.
Okay, so it turned out her confession was indeed true. She loves Coldplay, and she actually did lick Chris Martin's sweat off of her hand. Perhaps loves them a little more than the average person. Frank, do you think licking a star's sweat, doesn't it sort of sound like more something a guy would do than a woman?
Yes, absolutely. But a guy would go so much further than that. When I was growing up, my dad would see, an actress. It could be Lonnie Anderson or something, or Charlene Tilton on Dallas.
He does have a type, apparently.
And he would always say, I'd drink her bathwater. Oh, I mean, that's a step above just licking a dot of sweat that happened to land on your hand.
You know, honestly, I wish I felt that way about somebody.
You would drink a cup of Julia Roberts' blood.
Okay, he's right. I would.
The chalice.
I'd look like a vampire.
It's shaped like Julia from the poster from Dirty Woman.
Dirty Woman?
Did I say Dirty Woman? I'm going back to the bathwater. I can't get over the bathwater thing. It's a dirty woman. Dirtier the better.
Ew.
Up next, we got some more Dish Nation. You're going to want to lick up, so stay right there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, Dippin' Dots CEO Scott Fischer just dipped his ass into some hot water. So Scott's ex-girlfriend Amanda Brown is accusing him of releasing revenge porn. Oh. Hashtag Dippin' Thoughts. He solicited private sexual images from her and then threatened to withhold continued financial support if she didn't send the pics.
Wow.
It's like a terrorist. Then Scott sent threatening messages like this. Chewy, can you read it dramatically, please?
I'm going to make sure any sex pics, bad pics, are sent to your employer. Then I'll sue you for the dog. Do you want to see what war is like? I'm about to show you. Was that good?
No.
So here's the thing, y'all. According to Amanda, he did just that. He sent Amanda's freaky pics to all moms.
Oh.
And now Amanda is suing Scott over this, and it's another messy breakup headed to court.
If it had to be sent to anybody, it's embarrassing to send to your mother, but that's who you send it to, because she's not going to send it to nobody else.
It's time for y'all.
Trapping with the Stars. With hot dogs.
Yes, honey. And y'all, we're going to kick this off, honey, with our very... We're kicking this off with our very own P. Willa, honey. darling. Now, Portia, darling, once again, honey, I see you had a pre-birthday celebration in Mexico, honey, and we weren't invited, too. But you know what? It's all good because you know what, Portia, honey? You looked amazing, honey.
Yes.
Now, here you go, darling. Thank now, my you. Darling, Portia, honey, she posted the pics, honey, of her tooting that ass in a lime green bikini between her friends Yandy Smith and Miss Shamil Morton. Now, y'all. Right. Then, honey, she gave the fans more by posting a pic of her in the same sexy bathing suit because she didn't have two to change in, smiling with her fiancé, Mr. Simon, on a luxurious yacht.
What would be the girl group's name?
They were singing, too. If y'all caught on Instagram, they were singing some gospel songs. They sounded good.
Singing gospel songs.
They were singing, because the Lord is my shepherd.
We're the five sisters.
Right.
What y'all think about her, honestly, y'all? Honey? Was she thirst trapping, or was she just out there selling the seven seas?
It's going to seem like it's a thirst trap, but that's just how she built. It is what it is.
It's just Portia. Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. When you just set that thing right there, that thing just be thanging, okay?
That thing going to thang forever. That thing forever thanging.
I'm just sitting there chilling. We ain't going to even say it's a thirst trap, Portia.
Portia's damn it. All right, trapping thirsty. All of us,
You're
damn
right.
it.
Well, y'all, Orlando Bloom took a big bite out of Father's Day yesterday while showing off his bare chest on the gram. Now, the actor posted a topless photo giving a shout-out to all the amazing dads out there while enjoying his favorite breakfast brought to him by his family. So what y'all think? Is this thirst trapping or food trapping?
Mm-mm. He made me hungry and thirsty. Right. He did both.
I
don't know. That croissant look a little burnt on the bottom.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a little burnt, Brad. A little toasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about y'all. Did y'all know that Orlando was this much in shape? I mean, is he about doing a movie or something?
Yeah, he don't got no meat on his bones.
You'd be able to see mine.
Okay, it's all hate you. You just hold a tray.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. All right, now, Headcrack has something that's going to help you achieve your body goals. What's up, HK?
The temperature is rising, so we'll all be outside doing more and wearing less. So I want to give you the tools that you need to help lose some weight, keep it off, and feel great. Our good friend AD, the CEO of dherbs.com, was on recently because their full body cleanse will help you lose that waste and lose that weight.
So the dherbs full body cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
But how long has it been since you've lost 53 pounds?
It's been about 6 months now. Well,
that's the accomplishment.
I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
The full body cleanses help people lose a ton of weight, sleep better, boost their immune system, and have them feeling better about themselves in so many ways. And right now, get a nice discount at checkout with promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Kevin Hart and the all-star cast of Fatherhood coming to Netflix. Kevin, is what they say true when you have your own kids? Is it payback for what stuff you did when you were a kid?
Yes, you name it. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's all paid back. It's all going to come back to you. Absolutely.
Now, Melody, first of all, congratulations on being such an amazing actor, hands down. But I wanted to ask you, Melody, you know, Kevin does have daughters of his own, but what do you think you taught him about being a girl dad?
I guess I taught him, like, basically, like, stop. That's not what you do. That's the problem
that
a lot of
young
dads say. It's just like,
embarrassing. Yeah, you told me how not to be embarrassing. Like, yeah. I would do a lot of embarrassing things. And she was like, no, Kevin, no, that's not cool.
Dawanda, I'll start with you. Okay, can we just talk about how freaking cute and smart Melody is? Can we just let's just get that right out of the way.
Yeah, she's a young mogul in the making, and I'm so excited that I got to witness it early on.
Lorel, what were you doing at 8 years old? Were you directing scenes in big feature films?
I was like writing shows like Name Your Adventure, asking to be on something.
Oh, that's good.
really did. It was kind of, it's really crazy. Yeah.
Anthony, being around, you know, fathers on set, but your own father, what tips do you think about fatherhood in your own life? What do you think about fatherhood?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a lot. You know, I personally don't have kids yet. I want to at some point, but I think, I mean, it's, you know, it's not something that you go into lightly. And I mean, something that you see in this movie is that it's a huge, huge undertaking, you know, and especially being a single father. Like, it's, you know, like, big ups to all the single fathers out there, because it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And, you know, it takes a lot to get through it.
Gary wanted me to ask you, Kev, if there's a scene in this film where you do Melody's hair. And he wanted to know that if the acting thing doesn't work out, could you go into hairstyling? Do you think that it could work out?
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I struggle. I don't think it could work out. I struggle in the movie and I struggled in real life. It got to the point in real life where I just bought a bunch of hats. And I said, if it's up to me, you know, I'm gonna throw the baby in some hats until we get to a person that could do it. I'm that guy for sure. So I don't know if I could do it in life.
Awesome. Melody, wrapping it up, what did you think of Kevin doing your hair? What are your thoughts on Kevin doing your hair in that scene?
No. My hair was basically like a mohawk.
That scene, Andrew, that scene was all improv. That was all Mel improv. That was her with the lines, all the reactions. None of that was written. She lit it up in that scene. It was gold because of her performance.
Awesome. I love the film, guys. Thank you so much. Kevin, this is one of your best roles, hands down. I really loved it. It was awesome.
I appreciate it. Means the world. Tell everybody I said hey over there at Dish Nation, man.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So in honor of Father's Day being yesterday, I can't help but talk about how great it is being a dad. I mean, It really is. Mm. But it's also great when one of your kids embarrasses you. When they start growing up, and their senses of humor is developed. While on vacation, Paul Bettany's kids helped him out, putting sunscreen on his back. You know, Paul, very fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By applying a huge outline of a penis. Paul posted a photo of the artwork applied to his back with the caption, "Things change as you get older, and it can be really helpful when your kids become adults and are able to help you apply your sunscreen."
I think they nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Great job, kids, on the artwork. I'd hang that on the fridge. You put that on some paper.
Has your kids done... I know you've done plenty of embarrassing things to your kids, but have they ever paid you back?
My son said, "I'm doing an impression of Dad," and he, by the pool, this is back when he was probably 8, laid down by the pool in that position that I always pass out in. In his board shorts, and they're all wet, so it looked like he peed peed the sidewalk. I was like, that's
hilarious.
He
said, "I'm doing an impression of Dad."
Yeah, I'm doing an impression of Dad.
In that moment, did you say, "I failed as a parent"?
Well, that was assumed. But I was like, that's hilarious.
I think you can't get too mad at your kids.
It's one of those things, those genetic traits that I'm glad I passed on. Maybe not so much the others that I gave him, but that, the sense of humor trait, I'm glad you got it, buddy. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.